Well, we have wrapped up the 2015 Animal Ag Alliance Stakeholder Summit in Kansas City, Missouri, and Kay Johnson Smith, the president of the Alliance, is standing here with me. Journey to Extraordinary was this year's theme, and take me through the steps that you came to put this idea at the forefront of this conference.
Sure. Well, we really, the Alliance looks at what issues are emerging, what issues are really kind of hot button issues impacting the industry. And so obviously, we know agriculture is always on a journey to improve, to excel, and find ways to do things better. But we're not sure the public knows that. And so really, the idea behind the summit is to, again, take a look at those hot button issues and look at what innovative ways certain individuals or companies within the industry are helping manage or helping address these issues in creative, thought-provoking, and sort of out-of-the-box thinking ways.
Well, we've talked about sustainability, we've talked about feeding the world, we've talked about marketing to millennials, we've heard from bloggers, we've talked from producers and farm managers. What do you feel were some of the most talked about topics and questions that the audience had and viewers had?
Well, I think one of the things we hear from activist organizations is that we close our barns, we close our farms, we don't want people in, when nothing could be further from the truth. And really, I think you heard the term radical transparency, and the idea is really to make transparency sort of a common theme within the ag community. I think as a farm community, we have a great story to tell. Farmers want to tell their story. They're looking for ways to do that. And so a lot of what we talked about is to provide examples of how the industry is doing that. Because, again, we want to tell that story. It's just farmers are trying to figure out the best way to connect with the newer generation using some of the technologies such as Facebook or Pinterest or Twitter. And they're embracing those technologies. But it's a little slow. It's something new. They embrace technology in the scientific world all the time. Communications technologies are a little bit different, and social media is something that we're seeing more and more of the farmers utilize, because it is a great way to share their story without compromising the health and well-being of their animals.
What would you call, or what would you say would be the short take-home message for all of those that were in attendance?
Well, I think the Alliance motto kind of sums it up: connect, engage, and protect. And really, it is about connecting not only within people within our own industry, but connecting with the average consumer. And how can we better connect with them? A lot of it is social media. It's about building those relationships and engaging with audiences that are maybe not typical. So that's why we talked about the bloggers and talked about use of social media and how to best connect with that millennial generation. So engaging with them really ultimately leads to how you can protect farms. And when I say protect farms, it's really about protecting the ability to produce food in this country. Without farms, we don't eat. And we want to ensure that there is a robust agricultural community to be able to feed the population of the U.S. So I guess, you know, to sum that up, it is really about connecting and engaging with those audiences and not being afraid to talk about what we do.
Well, thank you, Kay. You just announced that the next summit, 2016, will be back in D.C. Do you have a theme or some talking points or ideas coming down the pipeline?
Well, we talked a little bit about international engagement here. Going back to Washington, D.C., we are kind of, I think, going to take a look at what's happening internationally, some lessons learned from agricultural issues in Europe. The U.S. tends to be a little behind where they are as far as regulations and so forth, and how can we prevent going down that same path? But more, you know, it will be, again, sort of identifying what those emerging issues are, what are some of the key things that we are having to face, and finding those innovative examples to share so that more producers can embrace them and help support not only production in the U.S., but maybe looking at how our agricultural practices can build trade and so forth in the international markets.
Thank you, Kay, for taking the time to talk with us and putting on such a great event for the entire industry. Once again, talking with Kay Johnson-Smith, president of the Agriculture Alliance, I'm Jamie Johansson.